Hello.
Hello, Andy.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, would you believe for the first time ever, we have absolutely nothing on the desk.
Oh.
So where I would normally say, right, let's play the jingle and kick it off and the like, I can't because I don't have a jingle. So unless you want to sing, of course, I suppose. Sorry, I should put yours up as well. Hello, this is going to be really bad as well because this is Lucy's first time ever presenting the Outshout on our show, and I literally have nothing. Hello, Lucy, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Very well. I can dance.
Dancing is, it doesn't translate very well because I've tried that one on the radio.
I could play the comb and paper.
Okay, do right, that. Yeah, that's good. Hey.
Yeah, that's
right. You'll be pleased to hear. I think we're in business. It's finally come back to life. Oh, thank God for that.
Phew.
I don't think we've had that happen on that scale in the whole 5 years we've been broadcasting. So shall we start the shower how we normally would?
Go on,
cool.
Why not?
Therapy Shask a shout cleaner, treated as a shout. Majority of votes in favour of the proposal, 467,307.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out Live now on BCFM. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Mitch McMorrow. And today we'll be talking to Barclay Wild about the Diversity Trust.
And Shout Out itself heads into our biggest party we've ever had. We'll also be talking to Bobby about the Bear Fiesta that's taking place next weekend.
All coming today.
Right here on Shout Out.
Woo! Last night was working.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, thank you for that ad lib there.
Well, that's okay. We did well, Lucy.
That's going to completely throw them on the podcast, isn't
it?
I know.
It's they're going to go, what's that stupid singing at the beginning?
There's absolutely nothing you can do. I should expect, we come in with everything on a USB key and put it in and load it into the computer. And it just went, no.
No.
And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll try the other port. That's why we have two on the front, and that went, no. So I thought, okay, I'll shove it in the other PC and copy it across the network. And it went, there was no network. I'm like, oh.
Okay. Still. Gremlins. Anyway, we're here now.
Yes. And can I say, and that was what that clip was, big congratulations to Ireland.
Yes.
Hooray! Yes!
So, well done. Woo! Well done. I know there's still a fair way to go because they're all saying that trans equality still isn't there yet.
Yes.
But it's a big leap forward. And
really
especially with what else it kicked off, because Greenland has now passed equal marriage too.
Oh, brilliant. Well done,
Greenland. After. Yeah.
Well done.
And of course, it's now kind of brought Australia into the whole thing.
Shall I be going home now and having my wedding at home now with all my family there?
Have you got Irish in you?
I have. All my family are Irish.
So Australia, not only members of Eurovision, but also now looking at marriage equality as well.
I don't think they're permanent members of Eurovision, are they? They're invited
for
the special.
They do invite the odd
Did you hear
country.
How we did?
Oh, don't really.
It was really I really enjoyed the song. I thought they did really well.
I did, but it was not really popular.
And as much as I'm not the greatest fan of Russia, I have to admit that the singers were very good. Because it was very neck and neck at the top, because they almost came first, didn't they?
I really didn't want them to win.
And then, ironically, it was Sweden the one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And the guy that sang for them had been in trouble a year ago in Sweden for homophobic stuff.
Yeah, and he's backtracked on that
one. And he's apparently been working with lots of equality people and the like, and that was why he made that big speech at the end saying thank you and we're all equal and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Was because he was saying, you know, it was really nice. He felt like he'd been accepted again by his gay fans, and he was now a proud supporter of LGBT equality. So,
having a bit of education, I should imagine.
One or two certain counsellors that we used to know could have done with that. But never mind. We won't go down that route.
Right. That's right.
Anyway, so congratulations to them. Now it's Lucy's first time with this, so we'll go easy on you. I promise. Uh, So Out Shout, our pick of the best events coming up. And come on then, Lucy, what have you got for us this week then?
Right, okay. Not this week, but Friday the 19th of June, we've got a good meetup in Foyle's Bookshop. It's the Bristol Book Club.
Oh, right, cool.
Yeah, they're a gay men's book club, and they've been going for 10 years now, and they're wanting to...
Oh, wow.
It's not bad.
I didn't know we had one that'd been going for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, and they're celebrating their 10-year anniversary later on this month.
Congratulations.
Did you know? Yeah. Do you read, Andy?
I'm not a reader, I have to admit. The other half is, he reads loads of books.
Yeah.
But most I read is like the Argos catalogue.
It's good reading. Their jewellery section is pretty amazing.
I'm looking for chairs for Pride.
Anyway,
I love the stationery.
Well, what they're doing is they're inviting all other LGBT book lovers to join them in this birthday bash, which is being held at Foyle's Bookshop in Cabot Circus.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. It's going to be quite a good event because they've got author Philip Henscher. Have I got that right?
Henscher.
Oh no, this is hard. Yeah, Philip Henscher. Yes, he's going to be coming along.
There are book readers that listen.
Yeah, no, he's a pretty well known guy. Yeah. His most recent book in 2013 was awarded a prize, the Ondaatje Prize,
right.
And he's got about 9 novels published. And he was also listed as one of the 100 most influential LGBT people in Britain.
Oh,
really?
So he's kind of a big deal. Yeah, he's kind of a big deal, and. It's going to be starting at 6:45, and there's going to be a Q&A session with Philip from 7:30 till 8:30.
Oh, that's good.
And then after that, everybody will be invited to accompany the book group to Old Market Street to a venue to be determined.
There's those places in Old Market, isn't there?
So. Yeah, and I'm sure they like books there as well. So
it's a book club just for men?
This particular one bills itself as that. However, the event is for everyone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so the event,
that's probably
you
worth
can all go.
Actually,
it's definitely for everybody who's being invited to join in. Other LGBT groups to join in.
Cool.
People who are interested, there's a Hotmail address to send through so that they can get catering numbers right. Because there'll be nibbles and everything.
Oh, okay.
So bristolbookclub@hotmail.co.uk.
Oh, that's nice and easy.
Just much like your email address, Andy
at Shoutout Radio. Yeah, someone asked me earlier. Like, well, So, but if you want to get hold of us and you're listening, by the way, it's studio@shoutoutradio.org.uk. So,
okay, yeah. So, they suggest a donation to cover costs. That would be much appreciated, so that you can get some really fancy nibbles.
Cool. And we must mention it quickly. I know we don't tend to do more than the one, but there's a certain series about to start that we're all big fans of, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
Are
yes.
you having a big party for it, too?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to work out my... Orange is the New Black,
Yay.
Season 3.
Yay.
We can't avoid this, the juggernaut in the room.
Mm. Yes. Well, it's supposed to be quite religious this time, or more religious this
really?
One, isn't it? That's what they're
is
saying.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
It's still got Laverne Cox in it, though.
Yes,
it has.
And hopefully she'll have a bigger role this season. Because she was pretty small last season.
I think the two leads are back again, aren't they?
Yes, there's a suggestion of a love triangle between
Ooh.
The two leads. Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
I know the spoilers are out.
And one of the cast members has actually got together with the...
one of the writers.
One of the writer
oh,
as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that mean she's going to get a bigger part?
Well, I don't know about that. She's got, she's
some
got
pretty
quite
good sex scenes. Sorry, this is pre-watershed. I apologise.
If you haven't seen Orange is the New Black, it is only available on Netflix, I'm afraid, but it's well worth going and watching it. And I think they even do a 30-day free trial as well on Netflix as well, so you can trial it, see it, and then not sign up if you really don't like Netflix.
But
this is series 3, and it's probably worth watching series 1 and 2
beforehand. Then you get the characters, don't you?
So Andy, the established Netflix viewing tradition is to have a viewing party so that you can all binge watch it all in a wanna together.
Yeah.
And how long is it going to take?
3 days, maybe.
13 episodes, an hour each. So you could do it in a day. And there are also some pretty good drinking games available on the internet. If you just Google Orange is the New Black drinking game.
Yeah, please drink responsibly.
Absolutely. Use squash or something. Yeah. Otherwise, you might be on the floor.
Alcohol-free drinking game.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Cool.
That's absolutely right.
Okay,
kids.
Well, it's not. When's it airing? It's not this Saturday. It's Saturday after, isn't it?
Friday, 12th of June.
Oh, Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe book the day off work. Maybe phone in sick. Maybe say that you know... Cat's got rickets or something.
We'll have to try and make sure that you're doing the Out Shout the Thursday afterwards
so
you can
report
tell us
on
if it's any good.
I can report on my party, which at the moment is not planned. Anybody got any ideas?
Oh,
cool.
Well, you know.
Anyway, did she do well for her first time?
Well done, Lucy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You'll hear lots more from Lucy coming up. So, you're going to kind of become a regular doing this.
Hopefully, hopefully.
All right. Okay. Cool. On we go. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
What? 5 years? Are you sure?
5 years? I can't believe it's 5 years.
Seriously, five? Come on.
Gorgeous. Fabulous. 5 years.
This June is Shoutout's 5th birthday, and what better way to celebrate than with a great big party?
Join the team for all the fun and games, broadcasting live from the Queen's Shilling on Thursday the 4th of June.
With a live performance from Lucy Ray, plus a whole evening of camp classics courtesy of Handbags and High Heels.
Plus, Miss Beaver will be pulling your names out of her bag to give away a shed load of prizes.
Thanks to our sponsors, you could win
one of three three-course meals for two people any Sunday, courtesy of The Retreat.
A free drink for you and four mates, courtesy of The Palace.
Free entry for you and four friends, plus a bottle of bubbly for you all to share, courtesy of The Queen's Shilling.
Free afternoon tea for two, courtesy of Chin Chin.
One of five £5 Amazon vouchers, courtesy of us here at Shoutout.
All you have to do to be in with a chance to win is to come join us at the Queen's Shilling for the live broadcast between 7 and 8.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and entry costs just £2.
All money raised on the door is being kindly donated back to Shoutout to help us broadcast live from this year's Pride.
So come join Shoutout for our biggest ever birthday bash. For more details, go to shoutoutradio.org.uk/5.
Terms and conditions apply. Please see the website for full details.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Colour the World by Sash. Lovely song, that one. Kind of summery, I thought. And I mean, it's kind of like it's birthday week next week, so I've been really naughty and picked all my favourite songs this week, which I never do. I normally kind of pick them at random and give us all a selection. But no, it's birthday. 5 years. It's like
5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
5 years. 5 years.
Fabulous, darling.
Anyway, what would you do if your jingle didn't start? Did you hear the top of the show? We had
I
nothing.
Did. With silence.
Terry
just got a bus,
Terry
haven't you?
Terry would have done some poetry.
Well, no, Terry has actually done it before. The new jingle didn't play. You sang it, didn't
the jingle, yes.
do you remember? Do you want to do it again?
I do.
How's it go, Terry?
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 28th of May.
Right, here's the real thing.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 28th of May.
So isn't that better? It's just... Sorry.
Ireland voted yes to marriage equality on Friday last week. The country went to the polls in a referendum, the first time this has taken place in Europe. The reason why Ireland voted on the matter rather than just enact legislation as in Britain is because to amend the definition of marriage in the Irish Republic's constitution, a public vote was needed. The response from the Irish people was overwhelming, with over 60% endorsing a change to accommodate marriage equality. Irish state broadcaster RTE covered the referendum results throughout the day, and by Saturday tea time it was clear that the Yes campaign had won, with large crowds gathering in central Dublin to celebrate.
Meanwhile, Pink News reports that Greenland's parliament has approved plans to introduce marriage equality in the northern country. The measure passed with unanimous approval. MPs in the country, which has a population of just 57,000, voted to adopt Danish legislation on the issue. Two MPs were absent, but none voted against the measure. The new measure would now scrap Greenland's domestic partnership laws, which were adopted from Denmark in 1996, and going into effect on the 1st of October 2015, the new law also grants adoption rights to same-sex couples, according to reports.
Gay news wires are carrying reports on the plight of Nepal's trans community following the two devastating earthquakes that have hit the region over the last 6 weeks. The Blue Diamond Society, the country's largest trans organisation, is working hard with the Red Cross to provide shelter and food. We have posted a link to the Pink News feed on our website so you can read some direct testimonies from trans people who have been helped by international relief efforts.
Payday, which is a network of men supporting the socialist feminist group Global Women's Strike, have been in touch with their supporters, urging them to sign a petition in favour of nuclear whistleblower William McNeely. McNeely went public with information on the safety standards of Trident nuclear submarines and was jailed. The petition Payday support was originated by the Scottish Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament.
The Union Cup has just happened in Madrid. Mike, or Mikhail Sanidas from Bisons, has just sent us a brief report. Several hundred players took part across 24 gay and trans-friendly rugby clubs from around the world. Bisons joined forces with the Northampton Outlaws. At the qualifying round, they lost to the best European team, King's Cross Steelers, first, but they made it to the quarter-finals, playing against Berlin. It was a game of two halves. Bristol lost, although they dominated the second half. There is lots of promise for the future, though, and the next two big events will be the International Nashville Bingham Cup 2016 and the Madrid Union Cup in 2017. Thanks to Mike for the report.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Terry Starr.
Do you want to sing it or shall I play it?
Shout out news.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
Right, I'm Les. We're going to be talking about the Diversity Trust with Barclay Wilde, but stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out on BTFM.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's The Nights by Avicii.
Another note. That sounds a little Eurovision to me.
No, Avicii's very famous.
Are they?
Yeah, the next one I got, you'll know, it's Leona Lewis and Collide.
I don't get out much, do I?
I love Avicii.
Do you? I love Avicii too,
well,
yeah.
I'm just very good. Because you guys all know it.
I'm still making songs, I think, Avicii. I'm sure. I had some recent ones. I played quite a few.
You need to listen to Kiss.
Kiss is what the kids listen to.
I listen to
BCFM, folks.
Yes, listen to BCFM too. So anyway, we got Barclay Wilde back in the studio. So,
hello.
Hello, nice to have you back again. I'm trying to think when it was you were last on.
Oh, it's about been a thousand little while, years ago.
Yeah, it was probably 2 million BC, I think.
I am an old fossil, I'll have you know.
We're only five, so we're doing fine at the moment.
I hear it's your birthday soon.
Yes,
it is.
Wow.
Next week it's our birthday.
And I hear there might be a party. How fabulous. Yeah,
just a little one.
I can't wait. I really can't.
I can't actually
believe it's been 5 years. It's when you work out that's 52 guests a year. That's quite a lot of guests.
That's a lot of talking.
Yeah. It's a lot of talking. And also, my mum always told me to talk too much. Isn't there?
Yes, we got some wonderful people coming on. We got Freddie Williams come back, who won Cue the Voice. You might remember he was on stage at Pride last year.
And
did London Pride. Yeah. He's very kindly doing a repeat performance.
We love
wonderful
Freddie.
Lucy Ray's coming back. And she's very kindly, she doesn't tend to do her older stuff nowadays, but she's really kindly said she's going to do her RAC song, which if you remember at Breakout had us all in absolute hysterics. It is really funny. She's absolutely brilliant. She's very talented.
Lucy.
So, and hopefully Sing Out Bristol will be there. I haven't heard much from them, so
they should reply to their
if you're listening, yeah, please get in contact because we don't know. But the main thing is, I've got loads of things to give away, so lots and lots to give away. But rather than eat up the interview, we'll tell you all about that later because you're not here to talk about partying.
No, you're here to talk about the Diversity Trust.
Oh yes.
So give us an insight because obviously, as always, there'll be people listening who haven't heard of the Diversity Trust. Mm. What is it? What does it do?
Okay. Well, we are an independent business consultancy that works around equality, diversity, and inclusion across Bristol, Bath, Western area, and we provide organisations organisations like the council and the health service and other services with training, and we do lots of research and we talk to people and engage with them, and that's what we're about.
So what's its core objective then? To help businesses become more equality aware?
Yeah, to help organisations to you know, achieve what they need to achieve, because the law tells them they need to achieve it, and to support them to do that. Some organisations have, you know, equality managers or people in the organisation that does that for them, and others perhaps can't do that because they haven't got the capacity, so they bring organisations like ours in to help them.
I obviously don't want you to name organisations, but are there some that are seriously that far behind that they kind of need the help, or is it more because the people at the top perhaps aren't LGB or T and don't know and need some advice? Or?
No, it's not quite like that. It's more that organisations are trying to improve things. So they're trying to improve practices, or they want to reach communities more, or they want to have better outcomes for people. We work a lot with health providers, for example, to do that. So so it's less about they're not doing very well. It's more about actually they want to make it even better, more improved. Mm.
So I'm guessing you must have seen quite a few. Because how many years has it been going now? You said it's about three or four, isn't it? So.
Well, as a trust, we've been going for about 3 years. But I've been working around this patch for about 25 years, nearly.
So you've probably had a lot of experience. I mean, would you say that on the whole, the quality within businesses is actually quite good? Or
Yeah, I think we're in the UK, we're streets ahead. I mean, if you look at things like the ILGA Europe publication, that we're top of the list of LGBT friendly, countries, so actually I think we're doing really well. I mean, we don't only focus on LGBT. We do work right across what we call the protected groups within the Equality Act, race and disability.
But we work
with other organisations to help us to achieve all those aims. So we've worked lots in partnership with organisations like Health Watch and SARI, the race organisation, and various other providers like Nextlink Domestic Abuse Services, for example, who we were here talking with last time. So lots and lots of partnership and bringing people together, connecting people up.
So can you tell us a little bit more about this new survey that you've been doing then with the Diversity Trust?
Yeah, so for the last 3 years, we've been doing what we call health needs assessment. So we've been asking people in LGBT communities about their health and access to health services, and getting them to tell us about the kind of good experiences and also the bad experiences. And then we feed that back to providers. So we started that process back in 2012 in Somerset, and then we did one in South Gloucestershire, one in Bath and North East Somerset, and there's currently one online now for Bristol. So we're working with Healthwatch Bristol for that. So people can go on the website, on the homepage, just click onto the survey link and take part. We've had about 250 people take part so far, and I'd really like to get that up to about 350. That's my aim. So,
right. And do you think that there's enough people that will actually give you the information that you need for these surveys?
Yeah, sure. I mean, what we'll do is, we will talk to people as well as going online and taking part in a survey. We'll talk to people in groups and individuals, and we'll do interviews and what we call focus groups. So we'll go back to, a wide variety of groups. I mean, the one thing about Bristol which is fantastic is there are so many LGBT groups and organisations. So, we get to access people really well, and things like this come on the show like this and talk about it. So it's an opportunity to kind of, to kind of get the message out there that, these kind of things are going on. There's a reason behind it because, as I said, health providers, like other providers, want to get it right. They want to make sure that the practices are right for people. I just think of one anecdote, for example, where we had a couple where one was going into hospital and having a procedure. They didn't know if they would survive that procedure. It was a very serious procedure. And their partner went to sort of, say good luck, and couldn't show affection because they felt that there would be discrimination from either staff or other patients or their families. Okay. And so we're still not there, completely. And, people make assumptions all the time. I often hear stories, particularly from lesbian and bisexual women, about smear testing and, the issues around that, about assumptions. Oh, if you're having sex, therefore you're having sex with a man, therefore you like to be pregnant, So it's all that kind of stuff around assumptions and stereotypes that people are still making in the health service. So we're trying to educate people to change.
I have to admit that. Okay, personal experience, but when my other half was seriously ill and I raced him into hospital, they instantly knew that we were a gay couple and treated us with total respect, and even actually made sure that it was put on the computer that I was his next of kin.
Yeah.
And I was actually very surprised at just how proactive they were at identifying the fact that we were a same-sex couple and treating us very, very equally.
Yep,
and I am going back 3 or 4 years here.
I mean, things, you know, there are some excellent examples of great practices, but there are still some poor practices as well.
So is this survey just kind of to get a snapshot of this year, or have you been kind of looking at trends over the years?
No, so what we've been doing over the last 3 years is collecting. We will have spoken to about 1,000 people over that time, and what we'll do at the end of the process is we'll put all that together into reports, and then that will go to all of the people that provide and commission health services, so they'll get that feedback. And then we've made a load of recommendations about what they can do to improve their practices or improve their services, so we will make those recommendations to them. And then we're following that up with a whole range of training. So there's a training program that will be delivered to GPs, practice nurses, people like that, people that are actually providing frontline services, because it's frontline service providers that LGBT people have told us are the people that make the difference. You know, if they have a positive experience, then they're much more, you know, likely to be having a better experience generally. And, you know, not wanting to pathologize, because that's not what I'm here to do, but we know there are high levels of anxiety and depression, suicidal thoughts and feelings, self-harm amongst LGBT communities. That's a fact. It's evidence-based. And so we're trying to improve things like mental health services, particularly because obviously, you know, if you're LGBT and you have anxiety and depression and you're less likely to have access to services because of the barriers that exist or you perceive to exist, then, you know, there's a problem there. So we need to do something about that. And that's what we're trying to achieve.
I mean, it's great, isn't it?
But I'm guessing the more people that can fill out the survey,
exactly.
The better.
Important.
Please do.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I mean, we are nearly coming to the end.
Can I promote my cafe?
I was going to say,
I want to promote my cafe.
Just very quickly before you do, though, do you want to give out the info?
Yes, sure. So go to our website, diversitytrust.org.uk, and go to the homepage, and you can click on the survey link and take part in the survey there.
Cool. And we have also, just so that you're aware, when the podcast goes up for our show, we have put the link to the survey right next to it on our website as well. So if you go to shoutoutradio.org.uk,
easier,
you can also click it next to the show as well.
And I've been tweeting about it all day, so it's on Twitter.
If I know Mary, we've retweeted that. Oh, dear, that's a mouthful.
There's been some retweeting going on.
Cafes.
So talk about cafes.
Very, very quickly.
So very, very quickly. So we recognised there was a gap in South Gloucestershire for LGBTQ young people. So we've set up a youth cafe on the last Sunday of every month from 7 till 9 p.m. And it's in Yate, and people can come along. They can find out that information also on our website. And come along.
Youth, what have we got, a particular age range?
So we're working with 14 to 19.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
So, and you've got like the usual social media.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Everybody
all
does.
Out there.
All out, so,
again,
Twitter, Facebook.
I'll try and find LinkedIn. The link, and I'll shove that up on the website as well for you.
Young people out in South Gloss.
Yeah, get in touch and come along it'd be great.
Cool.
Thank
Listen,
you.
Thanks ever
Thank
so much, Barkley. It's lovely to catch up
Thank
with you,
you
again,
very
mate.
Much
and
indeed.
I hope you get lots on your survey. So.
Thank you.
Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
The wonderful Leona Lewis
With Avicii,
yes. And that's called Collide. Well, I really like Avicii, and Carl's going to kill me because I can't remember who that song is sampled from, but it's a sample of Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
No, I really like the Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Well, that song is sampled from it. That's what the backing bit is for the piano
a lot
going on.
Of familiarity.
And Avicii sampled it, made a different song, and then I think it was a live lounge on BBC One, and Leona Lewis sang that over the top, and it was such a hit. They teamed up and released it as a song, and it's really cool. I really like
good teamwork.
So
anyway,
Bobby's here from the Bristol Bear Fiesta. Hello, mate. Welcome
All
to
right.
Shout
Hi,
Out.
Bobby.
Right. Now, obviously, being a bit of a bear myself, I kind of know what the Bear Fiesta
You're
is.
You're not a bear, surely.
Yeah, don't rub it in. Yeah. So, but for those that don't know, give us an idea. What is the Bear Fiesta?
Bear Fiesta is an event over a full weekend, Friday evening to Sunday, aimed generally at the hairy, beary gay community, but everybody's welcome. It's very inclusive.
Including you, Mitch.
Including me. You. I know. I do think bears do love lesbians, actually.
Yes.
Oh, we love lesbians, yes.
Oh, yes, you fit in beautifully.
Yes.
As long as you can dance, that's the main thing.
Yes, I can't dance, but I fit in beautifully.
No, I know. So it's a whole weekend. How long has it been going, do you know?
It's been going for 12 years now. This is the 12th year.
Gosh, that's quite,
long,
quite a...
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I know you're not the original organizer, so I might be putting you on the spot here. Do you know how it started, though?
Not exactly how, but I know they just saw a niche, a gap, because there's nothing this end of the country at the time.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
You had obviously things further up the country, but not around here, so they obviously just thought, let's do it down here.
So it covers the southwest, does it?
Southwest, okay. Biggest one in the southwest, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it does take place here in Bristol, we should point out, which is
in Old Market,
mainly
Old
kind
Market.
Of like the Bear Bar, isn't right. it?
Bear Bar, the Palace, the Retreat are the main venues, but obviously the whole of the gay village in Old Market.
So what's going to play? Are there different things on different days?
It's mainly from Friday night evening onwards. You got club music and clubbing and things, DJs in the main venues. On the Friday, the Saturday daytime, we have a market between the Palace and the Bristol Bear Bar.
Oh, right.
Cool. To come along, buy bits and pieces, or your wristbands, bits of anything like that, T-shirts.
So the bears have got along the pavement?
No, it's inside the actual...
Inside the actual venues.
Because it could be raining, it's Bristol after all.
Yes.
you know the way, like, you have the rainbow flag? There's also a bear flag,
is there a bear flag, with different
colours? So you can buy lots of bear paraphernalia,
leather,
I think,
and rubber, and all sorts, all the little niche bits and pieces.
And awareness wristbands.
Exactly.
And then I'm guessing
Saturday evening
is a big
again,
one,
it's a big clubbing night again, and it winds down on the Sunday with, again, there's the venues have their own back to normal, wherever they do on a Sunday, they're doing it there. And the Retreat is putting on there's obviously Sunday roast, things like that.
Oh, their roasts are lovely.
Oh,
they've been really nice as well, that we've got some to give away.
And just to sort of drop it in there, if you pick up a little Bear Bar, one of their little flyers, you can get a discount on the meal. On the Sunday.
Cool.
No, there's a bargain.
Here's the big question. How much do all these events cost?
Zero.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. No way.
They're free?
Because free's
good.
Free's
very
good.
Because since last June's one,
we've been working with the Bristol Bear Bar, and we're doing a monthly bear pit club night. Charges pound on the door, and that money's been going towards the running costs, so that we haven't got to put door charges on for anything.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you've already fundraised, basically.
Yeah.
To make it a free event, accessible free event.
Exactly,
that's fabulous.
All you got to buy is your drinks.
Oh, well, that's all you
that's
ever
really
got to
cool,
buy,
isn't it? Because it did used to be a case you had to buy a ticket first.
Well,
the main night, didn't
but some,
you?
Obviously
especially clubbing.
People don't necessarily want to pay for a venue, they don't normally get paid to get into, or this, that, and the other, and prices had to go up, so... Yeah, now it's free to get into, thanks to the Bristol Bear Bar doing a monthly bear pit club night in our benefit.
Thank you to the Bear Bar, that's brilliant news. Age-old question then, which we always finish with, but if people want to find out more and get like lists of the venues and all that, especially they're outside of Bristol and listening and coming in, I'm assuming we're on the usual kind of Facebook and have we got a website?
There's a website, bristolbears.co.uk, and all the up-to-date stuff is on the Bristol Bear Fiesta page and group on Facebook.
Great.
Oh, fab. Cool.
Great.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll make sure we put the links to it on our website. And if you're coming down for the Bear Fiesta, don't forget as well the Thursday night.
It's
our fifth birthday party.
Thursday's our fifth birthday party. The start, and then we can just move on to the Bear Fiesta.
Yes. That'd be a good kind of start into it.
Have a very cuddly Sunday by the end of it, won't you?
Anyway, thank you very much for coming in. I know it's a little bit short, but it's brilliant to kind of get it out there, because Bear Fiesta is kind of a big thing in Bristol's calendar.
It is,
So it's really good to get the info out there. Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. In a minute, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about next week's party. So
thank you,
stay
Bobby.
With us.
The Shout Out Podcast.
1 minute more by Capital Cities. Lovely summary song, that one. I really like that. So.
Is that what? 1 minute more of the show, or
no?
No,
that's the name of the song. It's called 1 minute more. So
we've got lots of minutes to talk.
Yeah, we haven't got a lovely long zoo. It's really cool. So. But would you all like to kind of like know? Well, I think you all kind of know all about the birthday, don't you? Should we let the listeners?
Whose birthday is it?
Whose birthday? I tell you what, should we let Mitch scream at you for a minute?
What? 5 years? Are you sure?
5 years? I can't believe it's 5 years.
Seriously, five? Come on.
Gorgeous. Fabulous. 5 years.
This June is Shoutout's fifth birthday, and what better way to celebrate than with a great big party?
Join the team for all the fun and games, broadcasting live from the Queen's Shilling on Thursday the 4th of June.
with a live performance from Lucy Ray, plus a whole evening of camp classics courtesy of Handbags and High Heels.
Plus, Miss Beaver will be pulling your names out of her bag to give away a shed load of prizes.
Thanks to our sponsors, you could win
one of three three-course meals for two people any Sunday, courtesy of the retreat.
A free drink for you and four mates, courtesy of the palace.
Free entry for you and four friends, plus a bottle of bubbly for you all to share, courtesy of the Queen Shilling.
Free afternoon tea for two, courtesy of Chin Chin.
One of five £5 Amazon vouchers, courtesy of us here at Shoutout.
All you have to do to be in with a chance to win is to come join us at the Queen Shilling for the live broadcast between 7 and 8.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and entry costs just £2.
All money raised on the door is being kindly donated back to Shoutout to help us broadcast live from this year's Pride.
So come join Shoutout for our biggest ever birthday bash. For more details, go to shoutoutradio.org.uk/5.
Terms and conditions apply. Please see the website for full details.
Do you reckon you could do that again, Mitch?
Gorgeous! Fabulous! 5 years!
Yeah. So you couldn't tell I was Bristolian at all on that, could you? I sounded just like
you're
Joanna Steph, Lumley.
You do sound like our Joanna.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
Oh dear. Are we all looking forward to the birthday party? Oh, yes. It's going to be so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and Steph, you're doing your Handbags and High Heels straight afterwards, aren't you? Taking us through till about midnight-ish.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, where on earth have you been for the last few weeks? But it is our fifth birthday. Shoutout is going to be five next
good
week.
Way.
No way. No way. I know. I had hair when we started. God knows what happened. but we have with their permission, we have taken over the Queen Shilling for the evening, and we will be broadcasting live from there. Doors open at 6:30. The broadcast starts at 7, and between 7 and 8, while we're live on air, we will be giving away loads and loads of prizes, all those ones that you heard on the jingle. We've got free roast dinners at the retreat, and trust me, they are well worth winning, because the roast over there is gorgeous, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
The palace has given us free round of drinks for you and four mates. The shilling is given free entry on a Friday or Saturday night of your choice, along with a bottle of bubbly for you and four mates. You see, five people at fifth birthday. You see, getting it.
We've
chucked in some Amazon vouchers. There's £5 Amazon vouchers. We've also got 2 day passes to Pride. And of course, the wonderful thing, bless them, is all the money, it's only £2 to get in, and all the money that is raised on the door, we are going to use to pay for the transmitter so that we can broadcast Pride for you this year, which we do every year and we love doing, but it is our biggest expense. So it's all going to help us keep the fun going.
I hope I win the free entry to Pride. I would like to go to Pride.
Well, Pride is free, I think, a free day pass, which gives you cheaper. It gives you cheaper drinks and cheaper food. The official vendors on the day,
so it's worth buying a ticket. Thanks.
Yeah, well, they're a fiver for the Pride day pass. Well worth doing, whether you win it or not. It's well worth.
And there's VIP tickets.
Yes, which is worth doing because you get VIP toilet too.
And if you've got loose change, lots of the venues now have buckets that you can pop your loose change in to help keep Pride free.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's help keep Pride free. And also, these are this entry fee to the party.
To the party.
£2.
Yeah, £2, that's all it is.
Only £2.
Only £2.
We could have made £5 to keep with the 5 year theme.
Well, if you're feeling.
I like that. I like that, John. I like that.
If you're feeling very generous, we would more than happily take a donation for more.
Extra.
But the lovely Miss Beaver is coming to give away all the prizes. We've got Miss Beaver's going to be putting your names in her bag, and every time a siren goes off, she's going to be pulling them out to give away the prizes, which should be fun.
I'm not going there.
Our station manager's coming down to join us, who never comes on air with us. It's going to be great to have him there as well. Freddie Williams has very kindly agreed to do a repeat performance of his winning number for Cue the Voice, which, if you remember, those of you that was
fantastic, Freddie.
And he's also... He's going to do a second song for us. He's also going to do Valerie as well, which is a lovely song.
I love your rendition of Valerie, Freddie, if you're listening.
Well, you'll hear it again next week. Well worth coming along. And Lucy Ray has obviously confirmed she's very kindly coming along, and we love Lucy. She's brilliant. So the last time you heard Lucy, actually, I think on Shout Out, correct me if I'm wrong, is for the jingle for Paradise Towers.
Was it? Back
yes,
in,
it was.
She strummed
the guitar, didn't she?
Yeah. She did play the guitar.
A lot of people don't know that that was Lucy. It's really cool.
We love you, Lucy.
It's much funnier that Jane was the lift, I think.
Jane was the lift.
Jane Pride is the lift in Paradise Towers.
Yes, she's also completely Teresa mad, Green as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the mad allotment lady. Yes, with the allotment in her flat.
Yes. Yes. We must put that series up on online, actually.
Yeah, it's are you going to do a second series?
We're waiting.
Well, we're hoping that Delia, Teresa and Pippa may well make a comeback.
I was such a fan of The Lift.
Yes.
If you don't
know, you like Delia? What do you mean? What was wrong with Delia Crack?
Well, she was a bit mad, wasn't she? Delia Crack.
Yeah, she scared me to death, that woman.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we did broadcast a few months ago now, wasn't it? We did a comedy series called Paradise Towers, which Mitch and several of the other ladies that are involved with the show put together, didn't you? It was really good fun and very, very funny. Yes. You never know, we might have a series two, which would be quite cool.
Yes, well that would probably depend on good-natured producers and things like that we could sort of source.
It might depend on someone writing it first.
Oh yes, we'll have to write something first.
So, but yeah, party, going back to the party next week, of course, we're broadcasting, as we always do, on our home here at BCFM from 7 till 8. Pirate Nation Radio are going to simulcast with us for that. They're also going to keep the stream going live all the way through the rest of the night when Steph takes over with Handbags and High Heels and we all party. But it is worth mentioning that the prize giveaway is during 7 and 8 when we are live on air with the main show. So if you would like to be in with a chance to win the prizes, do come down before 7 o'clock when we go live. So.
Yep, H&H is very tight. No prizes at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually hoping you're fashionably late, you won't get the prize.
That's right. And I'm really hoping that you're going to wear your rainbow shorts. John.
Oh, John, you got rainbow shorts. You didn't tell us that.
Well, look what he's wearing.
I thought you were wearing glitter. That was the last I heard.
Oh, no, we're not allowed to, like, bring glitter in there if we're not cleaning.
You're
it
allowed
up
to throw glitter, but you can stick it in your hair and the like.
But, like, I have exams, like, coming up the next week, and I don't want to be, like, finding, like, glitter on my exam paper.
You will.
Oh, you will. You will. You've been touched by the fairies, John.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them in this studio.
I'm glad you
I've
said
been
that.
Touched
not
by
me.
A lot of
oh. Keep those legs crossed, John. Those short legs are large.
And with all the excitement of the birthday, there is one other thing we forgot, of course. We are still nominated in the National Diversity Awards.
That's right.
Which is closing very soon, actually.
21st of June.
So you can get to that easily. Go to shoutoutradio.org.uk/NDA for National Diversity Awards, and it will let you nominate us. And we would love it if you would, please, because it would be fantastic to win an award.
They're following me on Twitter.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very kind.
What happened there?
Yes.
So, but yeah, birthday stuff's all at shoutoutradio.org.uk/5. You can find it all there. It says who's going to be performing, and it's got the poster and all the lights.
That's a good link, that, /5, because we're 5. In there.
Well, it's kind of clever.
How old are we again?
That's clever.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
I really can't. I can still remember doing that first broadcast and how nervous I was. It was 1:30 on a Monday afternoon.
I remember.
And we came in and it was Steve Satan was doing the daytime show. And he was kind of driving it, and I've never been such a bundle of nerves in my life. It was hilarious, wasn't it? But still, here we are.
Look at us now.
Yes, 5 years later.
Is Steve invited to the Shelley? We must get him along because he's an honorary godparent.
I'm sure he's been invited. If not, and Stephen, you're listening, we'd love to have you there. So, anyway, that's it for this week. So this is your 1 week reminder.
Yes, next week it's party time. Please come and join us. We'd love to see you there.
We're at the Shilling. Doors open, as I said, 6:30 p.m. and we are live on air at 7.
Well, all the information is at shoutoutradio.org.uk/5.
We will catch you then when we will be in party mood, so you'd have to forgive us for a week. But for myself and the team, that's it for this week. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.